That's a good question. On the ground, we have mock-ups where we can simulate or train physically moving things around or operating systems. Now, when we do that, we are still walking on the floor. However, up here, we can float over someone and pass by someone in mid-air, use the ceiling, use the wall, whatever. So, on the ground, you kind of feel two-dimensional, and then on orbit, you can easily move three-dimensionally. That makes space a lot bigger, and it seems a lot bigger when you come up here. Over. Well, I think we can go even further out. That might be a great discovery in space. And also, there's a lot of things that we don't know about our own human body and Earth. So by looking things in microgravity or looking at Earth from space, we can make new discoveries, which is very, very exciting. Over. Well, waste right now, apart from water, which I talked about already, water is collected and then recycled and reused. But there's a lot of garbage that needs to be trashed. For instance, we eat and then we have packagings. We use equipment maybe that failed and then you have to swap it out with a new one. So you do accumulate a lot of trash items. We collect it and then wait for a unmanned vehicle that needs to depart and head back home. And we load those vehicles with all these trash. And then those vehicles, once they enter the Earth's atmosphere, they will burn up. So that's how we get rid of those. Over. Well, there's a lot of interesting experiments going on right now at this moment. Two of my favorites, maybe. One is deploying a very small satellite, about 4 to 5 inches size and diameter, and we launched it using a robotic arm and with the help of a spring force. It just opened the door and then it launched and it went out to space. The other experiment is using a very, very small fish called the medaka, and we are actually, we have them in the aquarium, and we see if microgravity has any effect on their bone and muscle. And then by that data, we kind of know what happens to the human being's body too. Over. That is a tough question because everything looks beautiful from space. My favorite though might be the clouds, because you can see different shapes of clouds, and depending on the time of the day, you can even see the shadow of those clouds, and it would be very, very long. So my favorite would be the clouds. Over. Well, first of all, as a child, I was watching a lot of science fiction movies and cartoons. Star Wars, Star Trek were my favorite. And then I also had an opportunity to go to NASA's Kennedy Space Center and see the rockets. So by looking at these, I had my dream of going to space. At that time, I didn't really know about astronauts, but that's how I started dreaming of going to space. Over. We see a lot of coral reefs. We don't see the details, but from up here with a big lens, we can see the beautiful color of the coral reefs. The details, it's a little hard to see. But a lot of coral reefs around the Earth, like over at Australia or in the Pacifics, those we can definitely see from space. Over. I'm sorry, could you repeat your question, please? Over. Ah, got it. Thank you very much for repeating. Yes, so in microgravity, heavy things don't, you know, on Earth in gravity, heavy things will sink and then light things will float up. Now in microgravity that doesn't happen. So if you have something that is very dense and something that is not that dense, those things will mix well together. So you can create new materials by melting materials and then trying to solidify it in microgravity. That kind of things you can't do on the ground. And also you can look at humans' biology in microgravity. What happens if you don't have gravity? What kind of effects does it have on muscles or hearts or cardiovascular system? That kind of thing you can do in space. And then with that data, hopefully we can help the living in on the ground be a little more easier. WS4.